BJ and Jamie.
By the way, I was giving Schmidl some advice off the air about a car.
What do you mean?
Trying to help him out.
That is a bad idea. Bad.
Here's the scam. And
Here's the scam.
And I know this because I know somebody that did this, okay, Schmidl? And you've been telling us for how long, Jamie? Maybe 8 months that he's going to get a new car?
Yeah, he's been telling us for a while. He got his credit cards down to zero. We're super proud of him doing that. Yep. He paid them all down. Well, then, unfortunately, then his doggy got sick.
Yeah.
And so now surgery. He has $2,000.
Emergency
on
surgery.
Yeah. $3,000 on there now. Yeah.
Okay. So all of a sudden, the cards are back up again. You can't really afford a car. You got a car that's falling apart. Don't you have a door you have to hang on to just keep it from falling into the street or something?
Well, both the doors on the passenger side are so dented in that they just kind of are offset from like where they're supposed to be.
He doesn't have to hold it. He has a bungee cord.
Yeah.
God.
I'm just saying.
I know, but it's bungee corded too. So the door, he put the bungee cord around the door and then they put it around the steering wheel.
Oh.
So it holds it like that.
Yeah, but if you take a right turn, that door opens.
Exactly.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean,
I got to be careful if there's a car next to me.
It's around the column, not the actual steering wheel.
Oh, my bad. All right, here's what you do. All right, this is a brilliant, okay? Go get a car. Go to any lot you want to go to. Go get a car. Make it nice. I mean, get yourself a BMW or a Mercedes. Get you something really, really nice, okay?
Okay.
You get it. You make, I don't know, maybe two payments.
Two?
Yeah, make a couple of payments on it, right?
Okay.
You got it. All of a sudden, you go missing, okay? You don't pay another payment. You wait for the repo. You wait for them to come get it. I'm telling you right now, you can buy yourself 6 months with a new car. There you go.
Okay, but then what does he do when he gets my credit score?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a car.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, this guy got repoed last time and he wants to buy another car.
Yeah, then you have a 43% interest rate.
credit scores are so overrated. All right.
Oh,
so overrated.
Really?
So overrated. You want a car, you complain about your car. I've got the answer for you to be in a brand new car for at least 6 months.
And then have it repoed.
Yeah. Right, have it repoed.
And then have no car.
And then start over again.
You know what I'm mad about, I have to be honest with you, is I'm mad I didn't buy a truck at the beginning of the pandemic. Remember the deals they had?
Yeah.
So at the beginning, Ford had that deal at the beginning of the pandemic, is that if you bought a car, they'd do service for life on it, remember? And if you lost your job, they'd take it back.
Yeah, they were begging people to take all of them.
We thought the car industry was over, and Ford made the best deal on the planet. I was like, what? They're like, we'll take your car back no matter what if you lose your job, and we'll service it for life. You don't have to worry about it ever. And it was like $49 a month. I mean, they were just begging people. And now the average car price of a car right now is $45,000.
Especially a truck.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's average.
Trucks,
so you have to remember,
trucks are
like
the highest.
Yeah, the ding.
I think I saw a list where Toyota Tacomas are like number one in value of resale right now.
They resale higher than the new ones right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, though.
It's wild.
But it does.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because of the
chips.
Because it's already running. They don't need any. Yeah, because they're still waiting on chips for some of those cars.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you go buy a new one, it's got a chip, okay? It's on the car lot.
Okay.
If you go buy a new one, you're telling me that an older one is more valuable than that newer one.
My friend bought a Toyota Tacoma last year, and when he went and bought it, they were like, hey, if you buy this 2020 model, it'll actually be cheaper than if you buy this 2019 model.
Weird.
That makes no sense, does it?
Well, I can't figure out the math. But
I can't either. But I'm not talking about a chip, Carson, because you're talking about manufacturing cars.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cars that are already there. They're saying that a year or two older.
Well, it's probably with all the options, like fully loaded, all that stuff. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, can you explain it?
No, I can't. No.
That was a great explanation.
Yeah. All I know is what he told me.
I think everybody got it now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, go get you a car. 6 months, buddy. Think about it. A heated steering wheel. You can have all the heated seats.
It'll make you want to pee, though.
A remote start.
But listen, I do have questions. What are you guys, like, what are your biggest regrets that you didn't do during, I mean, a pandemic is unprecedented, obviously. None of us have even heard of it, gone through it, whatever. That is my one of my biggest regrets, that I didn't take that Ford deal. Mm. Like, I really, really can't. And I think of you guys being big dummies because I told you to buy that freaking 23-cent stock when it was 23 cents, and y'all, like, no.
Yeah, that's my biggest regret.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
My biggest one was buying oil stock when it was like 99 cents or something. It was like a dollar.
Yeah.
I should have got in on that.
I know. What's yours, BJ?
Our company at one time offered us a chance to work forever from home.
What is this?
I wish I'd taken it up. I wish I'd taken them up on that offer because I'm in here with you guys.
This is the second time you brought this up. Second time you talked about it.
Because
you guys give me crap all the time.
You just gave me crap the last break because of my speeding tickets. You call me the worst thing on the road. Well, you guys.
Well, no, you know what? If you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why are we all yelling?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.